How do you know when it's time for you to leave your career and to pursue your own business or doing something else that you love? So how do you leave your career into doing something you love, whether it's your business, another career, another adventure? What it comes down to, this is what I was kind of instilled in me when I first started my coaching business, is until you can love what you do, don't leave it. Until you can love it, don't leave it. And this is what I mean by that. There's two ways you can leave something. You can leave it from inspiration through love, or you can leave through desperation and fear. And what happens is when you leave from desperation and fear, oftentimes that energy, because we don't see the perfection in it, usually we're looking at one side or the other. Maybe we're infatuated with the idea of this new business idea, this new venture, whatever it might be. And we're seeing more positives than that. We're like, this is going to be great. Or we're seeing our current career and be like, I don't like this. This isn't uninspiring. This isn't something that I want to be doing anymore. So the key is to love it, is to see both sides. And if you're wise, you'll be able to use this to your advantage, and it'll help you to move forward faster. So if you are leaving from desperation, what often happens is you'll end up recreating that same lesson until you learn to love it. So it's wise to love it first so you don't have to keep recreating that same lesson. So what you do not love, you create, you attract, or you become. So what you do not love, you create, you attract, you become. So if you're not loving your career, oftentimes what happens is people will leave it out of desperation and then recreate it in the next role that they have. I had a friend, she was in a mastermind group with me. And for her, she had a corporate role. She was working for a Fortune 500 company. She'd been working there for several years. And she got to a certain point where she was becoming frustrated. She was becoming resentful. And she wasn't inspired to work there anymore. She felt like her boss was controlling and didn't appreciate her. So instead of coming from a place of love and leaving from a place of gratitude and inspiration and seeing both sides, she saw her boss as frustrating, and she resented her boss. And she left to go to a company where the boss was more easygoing, she felt like she had more time, more flexibility, more freedom, and she was only looking at one side of that. So when she got into that role, after a few weeks, kind of the novelty wore off, and she started to resenting that boss. Even though they were easygoing, there was things about him that kept bringing up similar patterns. And what happened was it got to the point where she humbled herself and she started to see the perfection in her old job. She started to appreciate the financial stability. So the new job didn't have stable finances. It had more responsibility, whereas her other one, she just went in, she did what she did, and then she had more energy and freedom at the end of the day to do what she wanted. So she was able to start balancing that out, but it was through recreating that same lesson until she started to love it and see how it was guiding her to go in a certain way. And even after, I think it was a couple months, the new business that she joined, they ended up having financial issues and they discontinued her position. So she ended up losing her role. So that's why it's always wise, if you're going to leave something, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career, whether it's a house, whatever it might be, it's wise to take your time and do it from love. On the flip side, so I'll give you an example of a client who did it from love. She's in a corporate job, and she was getting to the point where she was being drained. She wasn't inspired. She didn't want to do it anymore. So when she came to me, she's like, I want to leave. I'm ready to do my business. My business is inspiring. I want to do it. But until she was able to find the gratitude in what she was currently doing, like truly pour love, gratitude, appreciation for it, see how it was helping her. So there's wisdom in linking what your current role is for what your highest value is, or your top goal, where it is that you want to go. So how is what you're doing right now benefiting you and supporting you for your higher role or your highest goal? And through that, then you can see, okay, I can see this is guiding me. Maybe it's giving me financial support. Maybe it's giving me stability. Maybe it's giving me the drive to move forward and get into action. And when you can come from that place, then you can decide, I'm happy where I am. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I can leave because I choose to. Or if you do your inner work and you still decide, I've put all this work in and I still don't love it, then at that point, you're still choosing to leave it because you want to. Instead of needing to, it's now love to. And the more you can do that, the more you're going to increase your self-worth, the more you're going to increase your self-confidence, and the more you're going to attract a more inspiring role, whether that's through a new business, whether that's through a new venture. So it's wise not to leave it until you can love it. So let's say you do your inner work and you take the time to balance those charges. You're able to see the perfection in the situation. Now what? What are the next steps? So be sure to tune in next Thursday. So every Thursday I put out a new blog, and through there I'm going to guide you what are the next steps in transitioning, and how do you know when to take your business to the next level or to leave something. So be sure to tune in. In the meantime, though, if you're looking for more information on either career or business success, I have an upcoming workshop, which is our Career Fulfillment Workshop. And it's designed to help you to gain more clarity, identify what are the next steps in moving forward, like actionable steps that you can take away, to gain more purpose, to gain more fulfillment, and also to gain more gratitude. Whether that's what you're currently doing or moving forward, it allows you to have more passion, more creativity, increased capacity, and increased performance, which is going to help you to be able to have new opportunities and take your career to the next level. So I'm excited about this one. If you're looking for more information, you can visit my website, andreaparkercoaching.com/events, and it's under career fulfillment.